Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
Recently, I was in London talking with pastors who were serving in Eastern Europe or whose families were in Eastern Europe. The current war in Ukraine and repercussions are topical and fast-moving. We all want peace and justice to prevail. It was the conversations happening in small and large congregations, often after worship or at church meetings, the pastors shared, that made me realize I definitely was not facing such existential dread. Women discussing whether they had their cyanide ready, because the only options for them were living and not being captured alive, or death. Church councils wondering whether the time, effort and expense was worth fixing the leaking roof now, when the bombs will probably destroy a lot more soon. Who wants to be there? About a week later, I came across a report from the Institute of Fiscal Studies, which said that the data on deaths in the United Kingdom revealed worsening statistics for working age people. That's defined as 15 to 64 years old. Their deaths were above the pre-pandemic average. In 2023, deaths attributed to alcohol, drugs, and suicide, often called deaths of despair, were up 24% compared to pre-pandemic levels. The report on changing health and rising health-related benefits said that since the pandemic levels, there is an increase in claiming disability benefits. Mental health conditions are becoming more and more common. Mortality remains above pre-pandemic levels since 2020. 36% more people were in contact with mental health services in 2024 than in 2019. Sick absences days per worker were 37% higher in 2022 than in 2019. And there is disagreement on the statistical methods and conclusions drawn. I think our experiences concur that things are tougher now in the United Kingdom. And then I heard from people in Australia about some unlucky residents on Australia's Gold Coast hinterland who have experienced a bushfire, a flood, a tornado, and now a cyclone, Alfred, in the past 5 years. What else can happen, we might muse. Life is tough and can have absolutely horrible times, and for a long time, decades even. And we all try and get through things as best as possible. But if the UK statistics say anything, more and more people are finding it harder to get through the tough times well. We want and need help. We desire resilience and security. Here, one might expect a glib comment that following Jesus, no harm will befall you. Sadly, some Christian churches market such messages, and if the terrible thing happens, then it's your fault in some way, not God's. The season of Lent, however, tells us another story of the suffering God, who didn't get out of any moment he faced with power, and who even cried, my God, why have you forsaken me? I know there is a part in us that still shouts at God to fix our pain, and we say that it isn't really a help that Jesus understands our pain. We want the war to stop now, our mental health better now, blow the storm out to sea now. But when we've stopped raging, Jesus is still there now. That's the point. Lent draws us to the truth that God will not abandon us, that our rage at his weakness or lack of care is part of our human response to trouble, and that God will help us in every moment, even if that moment is when our heart stops beating. Lent draws us closer to Jesus and resilience, even if we don't feel it on the inside. In Lent, we learn to hope. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, Heavenly Father, you love us and make all things new in Christ. Transform the poverty of our nature by the riches of your kindness and make known your heavenly glory in the renewal of our lives. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.